1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. For yourselves, brothers, know our entering into you, that it has not been found vain. But having suffered before and been shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we waxed bold in our God to speak to you the good news of God in much conflict. For our exhortation is not of error, nor of impurity, nor in guile. But even as we have been approved of God to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who proves our hearts. For neither at any time did we come in words of flattery, as you know, nor in a cloak of greed, God is witness. Nor seeking glory of men, neither from you nor from others. We could have been a burden as apostles of Christ. But we became juveniles among you, as when a nurse cherishes her own children. Even so, being affectionately desirous of you, we were well pleased to impart to you, not the good news of God only, but also our own souls, because you became very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and travail, working night and day, that we might not burden any of you, we preached to you the good news of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily and righteously and unblameably we became toward you who believe. As you know how we dealt with each one of you, as a father with his own children. Exhorting you, and encouraging, and testifying, to the end that you should walk worthily of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, that, when you received from us the word of the message, even the word of God, you accepted it not as the word of men, but, as it is in truth, the word of God, which also works in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus, for you also suffered the same things of your own countrymen, even as they did of the Jews. Who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove out us, and do not please God, and are contrary to all men. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they may be saved, to fill up their sins always, but the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brothers, being bereaved of you for a short season, in presence not in heart, endeavored the more exceedingly to see your face with great desire. Because we wanted to come to you, I Paul once and again, and Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of glorying? Are not even you, before our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and our joy.